while, I've got the moves that really move them. I said chill, up and down their spine. I'm just a sexy boy. I'm not your boy.
And it's WrestleMania season here on the WEW podcast. Wrestling is everything is wrestling. It's WrestleMania 34. Hi, I'm so excited. I can't hold my excitement. Again, we are the WEW podcast on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Look us up. Type in WEW or type in wrestling is everything is wrestling. Or type in the multimedia men, Boomstick Comics, Brian Kluger. It doesn't matter. You will find us. We will come up. Subscribe. Love us. I am Brian Kluger here with your pre-WrestleMania show. And I'm joined by the effervescent, the beautiful, the John Cena loving.
Wait, why are you lying to people now? You know, I would go with effervescent. You know, I'm kind of bubbly and beautiful. Yes, most deaf. But when you throw in John Cena fan, you are like, there is no universe that can say that with a straight face and mean it. Because if it pertains to me, because that's never, ever going to happen. No.
It'll happen, folks.
Anyway, hey, I'm Angie. Hey. Yeah.
Angie Sanders is here. She's delicious. She's the lovely. She's John Cena.
I am not. I don't know what de lovely is. I have no earthly idea about delicious because I've never bit me or anything, you know. But why do you keep lying to people? That's just rude.
Because your inner John Cena is just dying.
There is no inner John Cena. I curb stomped it.
Oh, it's so sad.
No.
It's so sad. But Angie is here. We're having a good time. It's WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Are you excited for WrestleMania in
New Orleans? I am so excited for WrestleMania because I am going to be in New Orleans. Yes. Oh, man. I've been looking forward to this week all year. WrestleMania, the biggest event of the year for any WWE fan. You know, football fans, they have the Super Bowl, and baseball fans, they have the World Series. We, wrestling fans, we have WrestleMania.
Very true. Very true. Now, you're going to New Orleans. I know
yes.
you like to CrossFit and whatnot, and I know
yes.
you're going to CrossFit with Seth Rollins, which is awesome. I know you've done that before, but being in New yep. Orleans and being a CrossFitter, CrossFit genius, do you get to eat beignets?
Dude, I already told my coach, but yes. Yeah, short answer to this, yes, it's going to happen. I've got a standing date with Café Du Monde. I'm going to have some beignets. I'm going to have some coffee. It's going to happen. I already told my coach it was going to happen. He approved. He's all like, look, you're in New Orleans. It's WrestleMania. And I understand. Have your beignet. Send me a picture.
So beignets and WrestleMania are happening. It's so, so groovy. And I'm just excited. WrestleMania, the best time of the year.
It is the most exciting time of the year for a wrestling fan because you never know what's really going to happen at WrestleMania. And there, this particular WrestleMania, dude, are we going to have enough time to get into it all? Do you know what's happening?
Not just
WrestleMania, but NXT too. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's all crazy. There's so much. I think we're going to stick with WrestleMania just for today because we'll get into NXT after
post-show.
It happens for sure, post show. But
yeah.
I want to say that this WrestleMania in New Orleans is coming Sunday. If you're not in New Orleans, you will be able to watch it for free. On the WWE Network, if you sign
for
up
new for, subscribers.
For new subscribers. If not, it's $9.99 a month. It's easy. But there are a whopping 13 matches for WrestleMania 34. 13 matches. And three of those will be on the pre-show, and we'll get to those very, very, very shortly. As you know, Raw and SmackDown just happened this week. You know, they were the usual, you know, going home shows for Raw and SmackDown. Not a lot happened, really. you know, just the last big face-off between the big people fighting. Not a lot happened, of course. One of the big topics, John Cena. John Cena does not have an opponent for WrestleMania. For the last month, month and a half, he's been calling out The Undertaker to have a
WrestleMania. And The Undertaker has been, you know, extremely silent. And John Cena has been a bully about it. He's, like, insulting The Undertaker, calling him a coward, insulting his manhood, you know, bringing his wife into it. And John Cena then wonders why Undertaker's all like,
It's an interesting story they're building because it's John Cena cutting promos. And, yeah, it's John Cena's basically, you know, while it may be scripted, he's definitely not the usual PG guy. He's talking about, like Angie said, Undertaker's left his balls at home but the hat in the ring, you know. He's come a little bit more PG-13, which is great to see, but I feel like they should have done the gong for The Undertaker or it's going to be the American Badass, you know, rev the motorcycle or something. So what I imagine is going to happen is that, as of now, John Cena is going to WrestleMania as a fan. He'll be in the stands. He'll be in the seats, most likely. And I guess, you know, theoretically, John Cena, they're going to show John Cena on the TV in the crowd, and everybody's going to be chanting, Undertaker. And then, hopefully, you'll hear the gong or the motorcycle come out, and then we have our match. But do you think that is, like, the way to go to it? Should we have seen Undertaker already, or...
Well, here's the thing. I don't think Undertaker has anything to prove. He's the Undertaker. I mean, okay. I think it'd be cool. Sure, I'll buy into the John Cena versus Undertaker thing. But honestly, I don't like the build up to this. I just don't, because, well, one, it's John Cena, and I don't like it anyway. But if they're, he's got no point. He's the one who wants the match, and he's doing every underhanded tactic to try to get the Undertaker to just respond, you know, picking on his family, insulting the man. And I don't know. I just want to smack John Cena for all his disrespect to the Undertaker.
Well, I think that's good in the way, you know, both of these people don't have anything to prove in the ring anymore. They've done it all. And it would just be, and they've never fought on the biggest stage, yet on WrestleMania. So it's kind of like a dream match. Just see two people going at it. And with John Cena, I'm glad that he's taking like the lower road here, because it makes it like you're much more invested in it, instead of like saying, I respect you. You know, we all know
right.
John Cena respects him, but like to get a little bit of the grit and a little bit of the grossness, the dirt, the crumbs of it all, I think it's really cool, because when Undertaker comes out, if this happens, it's going to be a huge pop. And of course, Undertaker is going to be the one cheered for. John Cena will be the one booed, and he's playing into that part, which will put Undertaker over, which I'm very happy about.
I hope it's not Biker Taker, honestly, though. I mean, bikers don't scare me. The dead man dead. But, you know, okay, I'll fangirl out. I will allow my inner fangirl to come out if Undertaker does finally put John Cena in his place, because that's what's going to happen when the real big dog, I don't care what Roman calls himself, the true big dog of that yard was the Undertaker, and he will put little John Cena in his place.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
I have no... Undertaker has to win, for sure.
First.
But we don't know if that match is happening yet. It's not on the card, but we'll see what's going on. But let's get to the WrestleMania card. Let's do the three pre-shows, because, I mean, WrestleMania is going to be like over 5 hours long, and that includes a pre-show. So the three matches on the pre-show, you have the WWE Cruiserweight, and then you have both Battle Royals for the men and the women. The Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. It looks like Matt Hardy has put himself in this race.
So he has.
He wants to delete everyone.
I still don't know how I feel about the Woken one. I watch it and I'm slightly confused. Now, I'm not Michael Cole calling it obnoxious, I was entertained by the Bray Wyatt Matt Hardy extravaganza. It was priceless. But yeah, the Woken One is in it, and so is Baron Corbin. So is basically everybody else.
Dolph Ziggler's in it. You know, it's
Ty Dillinger. Yeah, the Revival's in it, and I think they said that they were going to win it together. Don't know how that's going to happen.
This is like the third or fourth Battle Royal they've done for Andre the Giant, which is a trophy, and every year it means nothing. Like, yes, absolutely, they talk about it for 1 week after, and then it means nothing. So yeah, it's why it's on the pre-show. And then, of course, since this past year, we've gotten the Women's Royal Rumble, we've gotten the Women's Hell in a Cell match, we're doing the Women's Battle Royal. That will also take place during the pre-show.
I'm actually interested in this one slightly, you know, because it's kind of a novelty to see women in such a match.
Yeah, I would imagine some NXT people, maybe some even some of the legends come back for this. But, you know, we'll see. I don't see these matches lasting more than 10 or 11 minutes each. It'll still be fun to watch, but we'll see who takes out and if actually any of these battle royals will mean anything. So we'll see. Go ahead.
Well, they've never said like with the Royal Rumbles, you at least knew that the winner had something to go to. With these, it's just basically bragging rights because like you said, with the Andre the Giant battle royal, all the winners have just turned to nothing. It's like, okay, Big Show won it, and yay, because he's a giant too, and Baron Corbin won it, his debut, but see where Baron Corbin is. He's really trying to become something, but nobody likes him. In that, you know, not in a good heel kind of way, it's just nobody cares. And then Mojo Rawley won it last year, right? How about, what has he done since? Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, no, it's a fun match to watch, but it goes nowhere. It adds nothing to anybody except for a week or so. On to the third pre-show match of the night, you have the WWE Cruiserweight Championship. Finally, the tournament, Cedric Alexander versus Mustafa Ali.
I want to see Cedric win this one.
I think it's going to be a fun match. I like Alexander.
I'm feeling Cedric on it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in. Any of these guys will win. I like both of them. But yeah, I think Cedric Alexander is the fan favorite. So, there's that. Let's move on to the main card. This is just crazy. This card is insane.
This card is stacked.
Yes, it is. All right, let's start with the WWE SmackDown Tag Team Champion, the Triple Threat Tag Team Match, the Usos versus the New Day versus the Bludgeon Brothers. The Usos are currently the tag team champs. And the Usos probably are the best tag team in the entire WWE right now. They are just so amazingly good on the mic, so amazingly good in the ring. Their heel characters and gimmicks are just kind of anti-hero fun. And then you have the New Day, who are just amazing in every way, and they're funny and hilarious. And then you have the Bludgeon Brothers, who literally are just two giant sequoia trees ready to pounce with hammers.
They're extremely agile sequoia trees. Harper and Rowan, they are big men, but those big men move like small men when they want to.
Exactly. And so, you know, the New Day has three people. So it's going to be Big E and Kofi. Xavier Woods is going to be on the outside. So he's going to interfere somehow. But I don't see New Day winning this because they don't need to. In the Bludgeon Brothers, I don't get how they're going to be a big tag team champion here. And then Usos I feel like the Usos need to keep it here. I mean, that's my theory. Unless this becomes, you know,
I see this as a huge starting point for the Bludgeon Brothers. Finally, they have momentum behind them that has nothing to do with the Wyatt family, where Harper and Rowan started. And finally, they're their own team doing their own thing under their own power, and they are freaking scary. And they have shown the SmackDown tag division that the Usos don't have it on lock, you know? So I'm going to go with the Bludgeon Brothers on this one. They're going to take the titles, and they are going to run the division.
Interesting. They are definitely the biggest tag team there. And they could pretty much throw around everybody, but they're not the high flyers. Just going to be interesting to see. You know what? I'd like to see anybody win in this one, in this match, but the New Day doesn't need to win. And I would like to see the Usos keep it somehow. I think that's, I guess that's my hope and my dreams. Who knows? Like last year, we saw the last minute addition to the tag team match, which was the Hardy Boys. So who knows? We might get an additional tag team this time again. Who knows who it will be? But yes. I like this. Let's go on to the Raw Tag Team Championship, which I'm very excited. This could be a very, very, very fun, very big cameo appearance. You have Cesaro and Sheamus, The Bar, the current Raw Tag Team Champions, versus Braun Strowman and a to-be-determined partner, where Braun Strowman tried to come out as his twin brother,
Braun Strowman. On Raw? That was priceless.
It was funny. It was like the Clark Kent version of Braun Strowman, but it was just Braun Strowman. So, Braun Strowman says he has a partner. We don't know who it is yet. Let's go down the list. It could be Big Show. Big Show. It could be Kane.
I hope not.
It could be like a vintage person. It could totally be Goldberg. It could totally be like HBK or Stone Cold. You think this is the area, since it's still to be determined? Like,
I think we're going to see a debut.
You think we'll see a debut like Aleister Black?
Either that or like somebody from NXT, you know, that would be somebody who doesn't have a history with Braun Strowman, in that, you know, I've heard Elias thrown out there, and I'm like, no, that would just make no sense whatsoever for it to be Elias. I mean, no.
Well, okay, so it's funny you mention that, because when... Raw was here a couple weeks ago in Dallas. The match that they showed during the final deletion, which they didn't show us in the arena, they had a match, and it was Elias and Braun Strowman. Super awesome, super fun. So it's kind of interesting that you'd say that, because it could be Elias. It totally could, because Elias is definitely not on this card right now.
You know what? I'm going to change my answer. I'm going to call an audible. Maybe it would be Elias if they're already running them as a team. Like, I didn't know that y'all got a match. I was so interested in the final deletion. It just was amazing. I'm sorry y'all didn't get it. Y'all needed to get that.
Which sucks, because they didn't show that, the final deletion, and then they didn't put it on Hulu, so I had to wait a few days for the whole thing to be on WWE.com.
Yeah, that's definitely not something you should watch sober.
Yeah,
you need to drink heavily.
Oh, before. I've seen final deletion stuff at the Hardy compound before, for sure. But yeah, they had Elias come out, and they had Braun Strowman come out. So it definitely very well could be. And like we said, Elias does not have a spot on this card yet. So
he's only been hinting at a big performance.
True. Very true. There's that. With Braun Strowman, Braun Strowman's like beat everybody all the time, so would be weird for him to lose to Cesaro and Sheamus. And Cesaro and Sheamus are just so much fun. And this, if Cesaro and Sheamus lose, that frees him up to either do solo or do another like fun gimmick as a duo, which I would be fine with. Yes.
Well, I'm picking Braun in this one. Braun and his mystery partner.
Yeah, me too. Me too, for sure. Braun and his mystery partner all the way. Maybe Elias. Could be Stone Cold. Could be Shawn Michaels. Could be Big Show. Who knows? It could be.
By the way, I'm recording this so we can have a winner post-WrestleMania.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, it's going to be me.
It could be James Ellsworth. How amazing would that be?
I will shoot you personally if it's James Ellsworth.
I
thought we were finally done with him. You know, I could see Big Cass. I definitely could.
Make his way back, his first time back, to the ring since being injured. Could happen.
It very well could happen. And
we know Dean's definitely not going to be at WrestleMania.
Yeah, Dean's out. Sorry. Yeah, Dean is out. I mean, I actually heard that he's having complications. So he could even miss SummerSlam.
Jesus. Could be all work. Could be all work. Braun Strowman.
It could be a work. It very could be a work. But, you know, get well, Dean. Heal up.
Get well. All right, let's go to another really weird tag team match. Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. This is Daniel Bryan's first match back in a ring in years. In New Orleans, no less, where he won the titles back at WrestleMania 30. This is pretty cool. I'm glad to see Daniel Bryan here. I'm glad to see Shane McMahon here. Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, they're great wrestlers. The stipulation, if Owens and Zayn do win this tag team match, they will be rehired to SmackDown because currently they're, you know, air quotations, fired.
They're so fired.
they're so fired. But they're going to have a match.
Yes. Bring them back one time.
It's going to be a fun match.
It's going to be great.
The crowd is going to go apeshit for Daniel Bryan. To see him in wrestling gear actually doing the whole thing. I would be curious, you know, it's interesting to think this match because Kevin and Sammy always have something up their sleeve. So, it'd be interesting to see if, like, Shane or Daniel actually take a heel turn and side with Kevin and Zayn.
Sammy, it's funny you say that because I was just waiting for you to talk about this match because I had the thought earlier today that, you know, how could they have Sammy and Kevin win, but still make Daniel Bryan look like a superstar? Heel turn. I'm calling it right now that D-Bry is going to turn on Shane before the end of the night.
It's you know, you think that.
That's what I'm going.
You know, he's so over with the crowd. And I think people would even cheer him going after Shane right now.
They would. Daniel Bryan is untouchable right now. He would have to, like, kick puppies in order to be booed at this point.
Yeah. It's going to be a super fun match. I'm very excited for it.
Yes.
Yeah, Daniel Bryan. Yes, yes. Another tag team match.
So are you going Kevin Owens or Daniel Bryan?
I've got to go. Yeah, see, the whole rehired thing, you'd think that they would have to do that to be rehired. But then again, you have Daniel Bryan coming back his first time. He has to win. So it's either turning heel or he's winning. So I'm going with whatever Daniel Bryan's side is he's on.
Oh, okay. So we'll just put Daniel Bryan for you.
Yes.
Daniel Bryan wins.
Yes.
Okay.
Daniel Bryan wins.
Daniel Bryan wins.
And then if there weren't enough tag team matches already, there is yet another one. This one will be Ronda Rousey's first fight in the squared circle. Kurt Angle and Ronda Rousey versus Triple H and Stephanie McMahon. This is your basic old school type stuff because you have, you know, Stephanie McMahon who really doesn't wrestle a whole lot. Triple H, who's like 108 years old. Kurt Angle, who's like 80 years old. And then Ronda Rousey, who
is so new. It's, oh my gosh.
So
this is going to be either the best thing that it can be, or it's going to be a train wreck.
Yeah, so I 100 billion percent echo what Angie just said, because it is either going to be super fun or it's going to be super terrible, and there's not going to be any in between here.
No.
And because you have Triple H and Kurt Angle, who are arguably the best wrestlers of all time, however, they're both almost over 100 years old, so it's very scary every time they do something.
Their work with each other will be it'll be decent. It's not going to be what they were in their prime, but you know, that's going to be the wrestling portion of this match. Stephanie and Ronda, that's where it's either going to be just fun or that's where the train wreck is.
Well, I can legitimately see Ronda Rousey actually being a wrestler. Stephanie, yes, she's wrestled before, but I can see her mostly like slapping, maybe doing a kick, and then doing the pedigree on somebody. I just don't see her doing much else. It's going to be a very interesting match. Hopefully it doesn't last 20 minutes. Hopefully it lasts under 10. Mm. Because I love Kurt Angle. I love Triple H. I am dying to see Ronda Rousey in the ring. So, yeah, and I'm curious to see how Triple H and Stephanie McMahon actually come out this year. Because every time when they come out to wrestle, it's like big Terminator effects or like Game of Thrones effects or something like that. So I don't know what it'll be this year.
It'll be great, because I was there when they were in Dallas and they did the whole bow before Triple H.
Yes.
And at that point, because we knew Roman was coming out, 100,000 people bowed down, and we were like, all right, whatever you want, you're our champion, we'll keep you. And then that match ended up being the pee break of the night. But I'm really looking forward to this match. I'm really hoping it's fun and not a train wreck.
Me too. I think that's what everybody hopes. And I think if they keep it fast paced and hopefully 7 minutes long for the first match or whatever, I think it'll be great. They can't drag it on or anything like that. So hopefully, and you know what? If The Rock were to come out, it would be during this match, you know?
It would definitely
be. Because technically, Triple H, Stephanie McMahon, you could have Shawn Michaels come out to help Triple H. And then you could have Ronda to help out Ronda Rousey, like The Rock helped Ronda Rousey like they did a few years ago at WrestleMania. So, you know, that's a pretty big deal. But who knows what they'll be doing. I mean, I hope to see The Rock and Stone Cold here. Actually, I think Stone Cold's been slated to show up at WrestleMania at some point, so who knows?
It'll be fun to see. But yeah, this one is definitely going to be, if The Rock shows up, this is it.
Yeah, so yeah, Kurt Angle, Ronda Rousey, that's my pick.
Okay. It's like my brain says Ronda and Kurt, but my heart says H and Stephanie. Now I have to decide. We should flip a coin.
There's no way Triple H and Stephanie are winning this. They're not.
I know that. I'm a cheer for them anyway, but I'm going to pick Ronda and Kurt.
All right, good.
Even though they're not who I want to win, they are who's going to win.
True.
Yes.
All right. All right. Hopefully you're still with us, folks. We have a bunch more to get to.
I hope y'all brought something to drink, something to eat. This is going to be a minute.
Yeah, going to be a minute. All right, let's talk about that United States Championship Fatal 4-Way match. Randy Orton, the current champion. Bobby Roode, glorious. The modern-day Maharaja, Jinder Mahal. And it's Rusev Day.
Oh, speaking of, happy Rusev Day.
Angie, happy Rusev Day to you.
It is a glorious Rusev Day. Oh, see what I did there.
It is a glorious, glorious Rusev Day. Fatal 4-Way match. Originally, this was going to be a triple threat match. Randy Orton, Bobby Roode, Jinder Mahal. But Rusev was added. And on this last SmackDown, Rusev beat Jinder Mahal fair and square. It was interesting. So, and then Randy Orton came out and
RKO'd out of nowhere.
RKO'd people, and people booed because they want Rusev. I mean, Rusev is like as much
he's
over
on
as
fire.
Daniel Bryan right now. Everybody's doing Rusev Day.
He is on fire. And, you know, I've heard a lot of people say that there is no way Rusev is walking out of this with the U.S. title. And you know what? I'm calling it. Rusev is walking out with the U.S. title.
You know, you say that, and I want to believe that. I just think that Bobby Roode is walking out this time with it. I want Rusev so much to win here because Rusev and Aiden English are just the hottest commodities right now. But if you have Bobby Roode in there, it's very, you know what? Fuck it. I'm picking Rusev as well. It's going to happen.
See, that's what happens on Rusev Day.
Yeah, because it is Rusev Day, and it needs to be Rusev Day finally. Because if Rusev wins,
and he'll be winning it at Rusev Mania on Rusev Day.
If he wins, the crowd is going to go insane. So
yes.
It just makes sense.
Yes, it does. Right. So, yeah, Rusev, all the way for the U.S. title. Our new U.S. champion, because Randy Orton is boring.
I mean, I like all these guys. I like Randy Orton, Jinder Mahal, Bobby Roode, Rusev. They're all going to do well. It would just be fun to give the audience that
feel-good.
Feel-good thing for this. So we're hoping he gets it. Moving on to the Intercontinental Championship. The Miz has held the Intercontinental Champion for like 8 years now.
And I think he actually has it in his bedroom, you know, has a little stand for it.
Yeah, he's awesome. And it's a triple threat match versus Seth Rollins and Finn Balor, which is going to be an insane, awesome match. And of course,
yes,
the Miztourage will be down there. And
stupid
who knows,
Miztourage.
Gallows and Anderson might be down there for Finn Balor, and for Seth Rollins, he really has nobody. So,
well, you know, it's not his fault that his best friends all have other things to do. You know, Dean is healing, and Roman has a date with Brock.
Correct.
So, you know, Seth don't need nobody to win a title. He's got himself. He's the architect. He's got all this planned. He knows that the Miztourage is going to be there. He knows there's the possibility of Finn's boys being in his corner. Seth has already thought of this. Seth has already planned for this. Seth has plan B's for this. He, you know, Seth has this. Seth is my pick all the way. But it's going to be an amazing match, and everybody's going to lose their minds.
It is. It's going to be great. I wish it was a ladder match. If there's going to be a ladder match, this is the one I would
want. This one should have been it.
But my pick is definitely Finn Balor.
Rude.
I mean, Seth Rollins has done a lot of championships. Finn Balor really hasn't. I think this
Seth is going to become a Grand Slam champion at WrestleMania.
He could. I'm just willing to.
The IC title is the only one he hasn't held yet, and he is going to be part of a prestigious club called Grand Slam Champions. Calling it.
All right. She calls it for Seth Rollins. I call it for Finn Balor. The Miz, I'm sorry to say, which in my heart, I wish Miz would win this. I absolutely do. I want him to be the Intercontinental Champion forever. But I'm going Finn Balor on this. This is how it's happening.
And when Seth wins, I promise not to gloat too much.
Well, when Finn Balor, I will promise to gloat all the way.
I believe you.
You believe me. Good.
I do. I've seen you gloat all the way. It's creepy.
And what, do you like it? Come on. Goodness gracious. Oh, me, oh, my. It's WrestleMania 34. It's Brian Kluger and Angie Sanders talking to
you. WrestleMania. It is the go-home show for wrestling. Is everything. Everything is wrestling.
Yes. What she said. Moving on, the WWE Raw Women's Championship. Finally, Alexa Bliss, current champion, versus Nia Jax. So basically here, you have somebody like James Ellsworth versus Braun Strowman here. You have, like, the, you know, the little person versus a very big person. And Alexa Bliss is so conniving, so mean, and treated Nia Jax, her supposed best friend, like absolute shit. In real life, Nia would just kill Alexa, but Alexa's such a perfect wrestler. I'm just in love with Nia Jax, and I've been wanting Nia Jax to win everything for so long. I just hope this is her day. I hope she just puts Alexa in her place, but I don't know if this is the time. I don't know if this is the place. What do you think?
I'm going with Nia on this one because, and this one, you know, there's something, I just can't go against my fellow big girl. You know, she is so powerful and beautiful and well-spoken. She is, but she's also showing that she's got a heart to her, because everything that we've seen up until this point has just been slightly one-dimensional. She's like a powerhouse. Oh, great. That's it. But we've got personality. We've got sympathy. We want Nia to get her hands on Alexa and tear her apart, because Alexa has been a bully, a straight bully, with the horrible, rotten things that she has said about Nia, about, you know, with Mickey. And, you know, I really want my girl Nia to win.
I do too. I really do too. I am hoping Nia wins. I'm going to go with Nia winning just because I really want that. And Alexa Bliss has been champion for a long time. Nia Jax hasn't been.
So I think it's time for Nia.
I think it's time for Nia. I'm not like most girls.
Goober. All right.
Did you just call me a goober?
I might have.
Goobers.
Now you just want candy. Okay.
Now I just want candy.
All right.
SmackDown Women's Championship, Asuka versus Charlotte Flair. Charlotte Flair is the queen, the ultimate queen of wrestling, and Asuka has been undefeated since NXT. She has not lost a match.
Nope.
Even in the mixed gender tag team match that just concluded.
Which was a really good match.
Yes, Asuka and The Miz won. Fantastic, and it was all for the puppies. And you know, Jerry Lawler was out there somewhere, just the puppies. Killing.
The puppies. Though, if you were watching the mixed match challenge, just a tangent a second, Rusev in commentary stole it. Like, it was hard to concentrate on the match, as awesome as it was, because Rusev kept saying the craziest things.
So, Rusev, they haven't let Rusev go off script. And they totally need to. They need to let Rusev just do his thing, because he is so good and amazing.
He is hilarious. He is legit hilarious. But, okay, back to what we were supposed to be talking about. I'm going to say the streak ends. Charlotte's taking it home.
Nope. Asuka is winning this. There's no way she's undefeated and loses at WrestleMania. Asuka's the new hotness. Charlotte has had the championship so many times. It's time for Charlotte to give it to somebody else. Charlotte can go fight somebody else. Yeah, this is Asuka's time. Because it's going to be Asuka the champion versus Ronda Rousey. Armbar versus armbar. That's what's happening.
Not if Asuka wins and the SmackDown title, because that would put her on SmackDown. Ronda is on Raw.
No, well, Ronda is on Raw right now, but she could easily go to SmackDown. Like that, I mean, it's after WrestleMania, anything can happen.
You know, you're just wrong, and it's going to be so sad that you're going to be wrong twice. Well, Ronda, actually, no.
Asuka, Rousey, armbar versus armbar? Really?
You know, as awesome as that match would be, well, actually, we don't know how awesome that match would be, because her first match, Ronda's, is either going to be a train wreck or it's going to be okay. Asuka, on the other hand, is going to be amazing no matter who she's against.
No, I agree. It's going to be great. But Charlotte Flair is perhaps the best wrestler in the world, and Asuka is perhaps the other best wrestler in the world. And it's just amazing. I hope this match lasts over 30 minutes because these two women are just...
This match should be the main event. I'm not even lying. This match should be the main event.
Yeah, this is going to be so good.
I'm going Charlotte. The streak ends.
I'm going Asuka. Asuka all the way.
WrestleMania is the place where streaks end.
You're still bitter, aren't you? You're still bitter.
Streaks end in New Orleans.
You're still bitter.
Yes.
I just thought of somebody to be Braun Strowman's opponent.
The Undertaker?
No. It just came to me. I don't know why.
Yeah, just to spite John Cena. Yeah, I'll have a match at WrestleMania. Not against you.
It would be so funny. But no, Batista. Batista has talked about coming back to the WWE full time. That would be an amazing pop for Braun Strowman and Batista to take out Cesaro and Sheamus. Oh my goodness. I think I just killed Angie.
No, I've got allergies, okay? I'm trying not to die.
I'm trying not to die from my allergies.
My allergies. It has no fact that I'm allergic to your BS.
Ooh, laying a smack down. Pie. Oh, yeah. La, 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 la. Jabroni. Batista and Braun Strowman. Okay, I got to scot off a tangent. I got too excited for myself. Okay.
Yes, Charlotte, you know, that happens often with you. So, okay. Who's next? All right.
Well, hold on. Charlotte Flair versus Asuka. I got Asuka. You know that's happening. That's going to
be not happening.
And then Charlotte Flair, of course, is going to put on a great show, but she's not walking away champion.
She is walking away champion. She's breaking a streak in New Orleans because, again, like I just said, that's where streaks get broken.
You gotta beat a woman. You gotta beat a woman. Woo! Asuka.
Woo! The queen is gonna stay the queen.
All right. We'll see. Yes. All right. The two main events, now they're not that one we just mentioned. This one is for the WWE Heavyweight Championship. It is AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura. AJ Styles, the current champion. Ever since last year, AJ Styles and Shinsuke Nakamura got in a ring and they stared each other down. The crowd went all crazy. And hence, we have this match, and it's going to be amazing. I just hope. Anybody who fights AJ Styles is going to have an amazing match because AJ Styles is just that good. He's the best wrestler that ever lived. Shinsuke Nakamura, on the other hand, is also one of the best wrestlers who ever lived. And I feel since he's come to the WWE, minus one or two of his matches, he's kind of held back, and I'm hoping that Shinsuke doesn't hold back for this AJ Styles match because this could be perhaps one of the best matches since WrestleMania 19 or 17. It depends. I am spent.
So who's your pick?
Oh, gosh. I really don't know. I love Shinsuke so much, and I love AJ Styles so much, and I just... AJ Styles, like, where does he go from here? Like, if he loses, who is he going to fight? And Shinsuke, of course, he's not like Asuka because he's lost, you know, a few times.
Yeah, to Jinder Mahal.
So, I'm going with AJ. AJ keeps it.
Yeah, I agree. And it's, you know... AJ is the best. Everything you said and more, that is AJ Styles. There is no wrestler, except maybe Seth, who is better than him. And I cannot stand Shinsuke Nakamura. Don't judge me. I don't like him. I don't like watching him wrestle. I don't like the way he moves. I don't like him. There's nothing about Shinsuke that I like.
I'm sorry, folks. This will be Angie's last podcast with Wrestling as Everything is Wrestling. We no longer want to be associated with this rubbish. Shinsuke is one of the best ever. And I want him to win.
AJ's walking out. He's going to retain the title.
And I And I've been looking forward to Shinsuke's entrance at a WrestleMania since he came over to NXT. Oh, and oh, it's going to be so good. I'm good with him winning. I'm good with AJ Styles winning. But I'm going to go with AJ Styles here. I just don't see Shinsuke winning this, although I'd want to. But yes, AJ Styles. All right. The main event, the WWE Universal Championship match. Brock Lesnar, the current champion for the last year or so, versus Roman Reigns. Okay, so they've really had a fun time, kind of, for the last few weeks building this match up. Everybody's coming out, destroying each other, calling each other, hitting below the belt, you know, type of stuff, promo-wise. And you know what? It would, you know, because they're trying to build the Brock Lesnar as the bad guy not showing up. He doesn't give a shit about the fans or WWE. And then you have Roman Reigns, who's like, I'm here every night. I'm here all the time. And then, you know, Vince suspends him. You could see that they're trying to make Roman Reigns the underdog here and win against the big bad Brock Lesnar. However, it just seems like WWE knows, excuse me, their conscience knows that everybody knows Roman Reigns is going to win. And what if they swerve us all to have Brock Lesnar beat Roman Reigns within 10 minutes to keep the Universal Championship? How amazing would that be? He'd get the biggest.
That would be fan-freaking-tastic. I would love that because I, as much as I don't like Shinsuke, I don't like Roman more.
I don't get you. Sexy Roman is sexy Roman and amazing. He's an amazing wrestler. He's amazing on the mic. I love Roman Reigns. I like Brock Lesnar too.
You're also a John Cena fanboy.
Who doesn't like
Cena? So you've got bad taste. I don't.
My God, man.
Yeah, you know, they are pretty much, everybody's known for months. It's been Brock versus Roman, you know, that's just the way the business is now, is these things get out and fans know things. And everybody assumes that Roman's going to walk out with the title, and I've just been dreading that. But, and what I dread even more is this past Monday, oh my gosh, Roman was being cheered. Like, legit, they wanted Roman. I'm like, was that crowd drugged?
No, but Roman's awesome. Like, he's a badass. He's a great
wrestler.
There was
a whole crowd full of Bryans in that crowd, okay? Everybody was and their dog was cheering for Roman.
The
it was
best crowd.
Highly annoying. It's highly annoying. And, but no, I really would love Brock to win. I don't care that he's a part-timer. It makes the Universal title feel a lot more special because we rarely see it. It's like, oh my gosh, I really want the title. Holy crap, it's here. Yes, it's here. It's being defended. When the Universal title is defended, it is a special moment because we barely see it on the telly. We want to see the Universal title. And so I'm like, keep it on Brock. Don't let us see it. Let it be special a bit longer.
Yeah, I mean, I like that. I like this idea. I just, you know, you're just hearing so many things about Brock Lesnar going back to UFC because he wants to fight again. So I get that. And I get Roman Reigns winning. And like, what would be even better? What would be even better is what I want to see, which would just make my whole little weekend worthwhile, is that if once again, this happened once before, if once again, Paul Heyman, the advocate, turned
Don't you
on
dare.
Brock Lesnar, hit him with a chair, and sided with Roman Reigns.
Why would you even? That's just horrible.
Because it's happened before.
I know it's happened before. It was horrible then.
And it would be amazing. And it would solidify Roman Reigns being the monster Reigns that he's born to play.
I just know. Why would you curse the world with that?
I'm into
that,
it.
Bringing that idea into the existence. Why? You're just a horrible, horrible human being.
I am amazing, thank you. Or just mediocre. Who knows?
I'll go with mediocre because that's closer to horrible.
But I'm usually right, so.
You're going to be so wrong.
So wrong. Wrong, wrong, so wrong,
wrong, wrong,
wrong, wrong, wrong, wrong, wrong, wrong, wrong.
Brian the wrong one Kluger.
Yes, there you go. That's my name.
Yes.
Shit.
You are known throughout the lands. This is your time.
I'm going to go with Roman Reigns here.
Of course you are.
I'm going with Roman Reigns beating Brock Lesnar.
I'm going to go with Brock.
Okay, you're going with Brock, of course, because your heart is not in the right place. It should be with sexy Roman.
No, it shouldn't. My heart is fine where it is with the beast.
It should be with sexy Roman.
No, it's with the beast. He's going to beast mode, and it's going to be Suplex City, bitch.
Look at you.
I know. See, it brings out the beast in Angie. Sorry. Sorry, not sorry.
Okay. All right. So we went through the matches, and I just want to say that going back to the pre-show, the Women's Battle Royal, some of the biggest women wrestlers are in this. Sasha Banks, Becky Lynch, Natalya, Bayley, and of course Carmella, who still has her Money in the Bank briefcase. Technically, she could run out during one of the women's matches and cash that in. Carmella is on the SmackDown brand. So let's say, you know, it could be easily Carmella's the champion this year. Who knows?
Oh my gosh. You know, just know, if anything, she'll probably cash in. I'll say the SmackDown after WrestleMania.
Why? She would just have to, she would just,
because everybody's expecting her to cash in at WrestleMania. That's why. Because she's hinting at it. So I'm going to say it's going to be the SmackDown after she's going to try to cash in.
So she has the Money in the Bank, but that could be either one. Like, she's on SmackDown, but she could totally come out after Nia and kill Nia. And
okay, just stop. That was ridiculous. I mean, your other Roman being awesome comment, but Carmella destroying Nia
after a long match.
What? Okay. I need to ask because everybody is wondering this now. What are you on?
Bath salts.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good. So yeah, and you know, will we see Stone Cold Steve Austin? I do believe so. Will we see The Rock?
Probably.
Maybe.
Probably.
HBK, any of the other... I doubt we'll see...
We better see Mr. WrestleMania.
I would love to. I would love to see him come out.
I bet we're even going to see Ric Flair.
Ric Flair. Mm. Woo! And I wonder, if just so happens, Dudley Boys, you know, and the Hardy Boys... What about Edge and Christian? Like, couldn't they come out and technically just, like, do a spear or whatnot real quick and then, like, leave? How amazing would that be?
Edge is not cleared to do such things.
He could technically spear somebody, and that's it.
He is not cleared to do such things. It took 2 years for Daniel Bryan to be cleared of what he had. Edge is so much worse. It's a broken freaking neck, and he's not Kurt Angle. They're not letting him back in to do anything related to a spear.
Mm, we'll see.
Oh my gosh, you need to share your drugs, Brian.
I'm just theorizing here. I'm excited because it's WrestleMania.
You know, WrestleMania makes you insane.
It does. It does. It's so
yes.
Good. All right.
Yes. Okay. Though, also, going back to the Women's Battle Royal, we've got all sorts of insanity going on between Sasha and Bayley. Finally, their friendship has imploded, and we have the heel Sasha we so deserved from NXT.
I agree.
Or we're going that direction where... The best Sasha has ever been was when she was in NXT, when she was the heel Sasha. That's where everybody fell in love with her. That's where she was going places. That's when she had momentum. Ever since she got to the main roster, okay, yeah, she's a 4 times women champion. How long did she defend the title? Or how long did she have each title? She defended it once each time as face Sasha. Heel Sasha would probably be giving Asuka a run for her money, you know?
Right. No, I agree. I'm completely in on this Sasha Banks heel turn, and I just Bayley doesn't do it for me at all.
No, see, we agree there.
Yes,
Bayley. I just want Sasha to just make Bayley go away. Hey, can we get Woken Matt Hardy to delete Bayley?
Gosh, I wish.
Throw her into, what was it, the Lake of Reincarnation? Just toss her in there. She can go where Bray Wyatt went.
Yeah, I'm all in for that.
Awesome. See, this is where we finally agree on something.
That's true. And I guess Bray Wyatt won't be coming back at WrestleMania at any point.
Like, oh, he's going to be Braun Strowman's... Watch him be Braun Strowman's partner.
Ugh, that would be terrible.
Yeah, but he's all reincarnated now.
reincarnated. He's woken Braun Strowman.
He's woken Bray Wyatt. Welcome Bray Wyatt is now Braun Strowman's partner. Dude, okay. If we're in the realm of insane places that we are, how cool would it be if Neville came back as Braun Strowman's partner?
Oh, man.
I just
got way too excited right there. And I can't express it because that's how, like, excited I am because... A returning Neville would get a gigantic pop.
Yes, that would be
in the crowd. Oh my God! And to see Braun Strowman like throw Neville,
just toss him,
him like in a flippy sort of way.
Yes,
ugh.
You know, like they do in. Figure skating, but it's like professional wrestling. It's figure skating where you toss somebody and they just start flipping at the other person. You know, that's too exciting. That needs to happen.
Oh, you're saying these things and this is amazing.
Yes. Okay. So I did the math and of the main rosters, matches. There are only 5 matches we do not agree on.
Okay. So we'll have to see on what happens here with these 5 matches.
Yes. Because I figure those 5 matches will call it. Actually, because we agree on everything else, so they cancel each other out.
Correct.
So those 5 matches, the winner... gets, I don't know what the winner gets, bragging rights, whatever, but people will have to tune in to find out.
Correct. We will have our dare or whatever.
Whatever. But those 5 matches are the SmackDown Tag Team Championships. I've got the Bludgeon Brothers. You've got the Usos.
Usos.
Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon versus Sammy and Kevin. You've got DB. Whatever happens, the DB winning. But I'm just saying Kevin Owens wins.
Okay.
Kevin and Sammy, they're my boys. IC title, you've got Finn. I've got Seth. It's going to be so sad to see you cry. SmackDown women, you've got Asuka. I've got Charlotte. And the main event, Roman versus Brock. You've got your Samoan superstar, and I've got the Beast.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. We will see what happens, because when push comes to shove, I do believe I will come out on top this time.
Never. Ever. I was born to be on top. I will stay on top. I am a winner, not a loser.
Oh, geez, and oh my God.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Mind blown.
All right, folks, that is a WWE podcast pre free
WrestleMania, baby.
Yes, it is. And yes, the next time you will hear from us, everything would have we're so excited I can't even get it out. WrestleMania.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Oh, that was good. I loved it. She loved it. He loved it. Everyone loved it.
So much love.
WrestleMania 34. We will be back. Till then, get with Angie on her social media internets. Where can they find
at
you?
At Angie Faye. And that's AngiFae. Both on the Facebook and the Instagrams.
Send her John Cena memes.
Do not send me John Cena anything. You will be blocked. Unless it's John Cena being like curb stomped. You can send me pictures of John Cena being hurt. I'll take those all day long. Anything good happening to John Cena? No, don't send me anything like that.
So good. But yes, we are Wrestling is Everything is Wrestling podcast, the WWE podcast. We're on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Look up the Multimedia Men. Type in Boomstick Comics into iTunes. You'll find us. You will find us.
You will find us.
Subscribe.
Or we'll find you.
Thanks for listening, WrestleMania 34. We love you.
Bye.